Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So there's a lot in there from Orlovsky.
What a wild statement.
And I would take the blanket statement as really a compliment to the Patriots. Like, what's the fatal flaw on New England? Their nickel defense?
Their run defense, which might be their single greatest strength? And also, how about him dropping a if they make the playoffs?
Yeah,
like, what planet is he on?
I thought that was very strange. He's like,
if they make the
could
playoffs.
Be an early exit if they even make the playoffs. Like, damn, they're 9-2. They're
if
in.
They lose out, they might make it. Like, depending on what happens around the league, if they lose out, which they won't,
if they might make it. If they just win Sunday and then lose out, like,
guys,
they almost definitely make it.
Guys, they can't play smash mouth football. They allowed the fewest rushing yards per game in the NFL. But teams apparently haven't woken up to the fact that they played nickel defense.
Really made no sense.
I was like, what?
Did he also call it the year of Smash Mouth football?
It is.
It's the year of Smash Mouth football?
Oh, yeah. That's what people have been saying. Like, the old Big Ten football is back. 3 yards and a cloud of dust. I don't know what he's talking about. I thought
the Ice Bowl was the year of Smash Mouth football. I guess that's this.
I think Jonathan Taylor is having an awesome season, and he is the main reason why the Colts are a surprise team. But to suggest this is the year of smash mouth football, I don't. What's the other example?
I mean, it was just news to me. That's all. I mean, it might be for all I know. I was not ready for that. I guess it's the year of smash mouth football.
But, like, do the Rams play smash mouth football?
I didn't think so.
They're the best team in the NFC.
Yeah, I didn't think they did.
Do the Patriots or Broncos play smash mouth football?
Maybe you could say the Broncos on defense, but not on offense.
Yeah, but, like, on offense, they don't.
No.
On offense, they barely score enough to win. So, yeah, Orlovsky, I assume, watches, like, a bunch of football, but, like, it didn't seem like it there. If they make the playoffs and they can't stop the run because they play nickel.
Well, let me tell you, Keith.
Like, you know who's out there when they play nickel? When he's healthy? Milton Williams, Christian Barmore, Robert Spillane. I feel like they've been able to slow down running attacks.
I mean, was that just a shot at Marcus Jones? Like, is that all that was?
Like, he's like, get him out of there.
He just watched the Drake London game? Is that what he did? Maybe. He's just catching up on Pat's Falcons?
It seems like a strange critique of the Patriots, honestly. And maybe you're just kind of zigging when everybody else is zagging. I don't know.
But here's, again, my takeaway. If their biggest problem is their nickel defense,
yeah,
then it doesn't sound to me like you think they have too many problems. So
also, Marcus Jones is a good tackler.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
So I had not, Keith, personally factored that analysis in.
Right.
When we were going through our now proprietary and quite frankly, famous formula.
Yes.
To come up with the Jones and Keefe AFC standings. Right. I don't know if you factored in their nickel defense. I personally did not. That was not part of the formula.
I was sleeping on that. That's my bad.
Okay. Let's get into the reworked AFC standings and where the Patriots fit into it here on Jones and Keefe. Reminder, by the way, Football Talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You cannot count on much these days, but you can't always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. A lot of talk, Keith, about the Patriots as fool's gold. A lot of talk about their lack of quality wins, their easy schedule, etc. So we said, okay,
yeah,
let's not just look at the standings at the end of the year.
No, anybody can do that.
Anybody can just look
Tom,
at it and say,
Dick, or Harry can look at the standings.
Pats are 9-2.
Please.
Anybody can do that.
No.
We decided to assign point values to each win and loss.
Yeah, we're more nuanced than that.
More nuanced than that. We like to live in the gray, not
yes.
black and white.
Nope.
So we assigned 3 points to what we would call a quote-unquote real win.
Right.
Which is a team that would loosely right now be in the playoffs. A current playoff team.
You know it when you see it.
At least a team with a winning record. There was, you know, some executive decisions in here. I'll acknowledge that.
But we were then consistent with that team. So once we decided a team was a good win, then everybody got credit for it. Once we decided that it wasn't, then nobody did.
Okay, so 3 for a real win.
Yep.
You get one
old hockey game.
Yeah, like these are going to look like the hockey standings at the end. It's going to be many columns for like a shootout loss, a shootout win, a win and a loss.
Just showing up on time.
It's going to look like hockey standings. We're handing out loser points, really, is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Fake wins, Keith.
Yeah, there are a bunch to
That's
be had.
Every other win over basically non-playoff losing teams, you get 1 point for that.
Right.
We have what is called a good loss. That's a team that you've lost to that probably has a winning record or is a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
We assign 0 points for that. That's just a regular loss.
Yeah, it's a loss. It happens.
There are also bad losses. What we would deem a loss to a real bad team, you lose a point for that, minus one.
See you later.
You get 3 for a real win.
It's only fair.
1 for a fake win. No credit for a good loss, minus 1 for a bad loss.
I think that makes too much sense, and I don't know why anybody didn't do it before.
I'm surprised no one else came up with this. Quite brilliant.
Credit to us.
You ready for the AFC standings, Keith?
Reworked
with our formula, or do you want to go through the Patriots schedule first and just give you an idea of how we assign points?
Do that, because we did all this, all the legwork. We won't bore everybody with all the numbers here, but just how we went through the Patriots, for example, and then we applied this same math to all the other
good
teams.
Good idea. So for the Patriots, real life at 9-2, where are they in the Jones and Keith standings?
We'll find out. We will see.
We assign the Patriots 2 real wins. At Buffalo, at Tampa Bay, they get 3 points for each.
Nice.
We assign the Patriots with 7 fake wins. Miami.
Yeah.
Carolina. New Orleans. Tennessee. Cleveland. Atlanta. The Jets.
Carolina was admittedly a gray area team where it was hard to really qualify. It doesn't feel like a good win, but they do have a winning record.
Here's what we did with Carolina.
Yeah.
Carolina does not count as a good win, but it also doesn't count as a bad loss. It's those middle two categories.
Obviously.
If you lost to them, we don't penalize you. If you beat them, you don't really get too much credit. That's what we decided to do with Carolina. Yeah. So there were some executive decisions.
That's right.
Good loss, Pittsburgh, which I personally have trouble with because the way they lost that game was miserable, and yet Pittsburgh is winning their division.
Yeah,
they have a winning record. They're in the playoffs. Right. How they lost the game was awful, but that's not a bad team. I don't really believe in them, but they're not a bad team.
No, but they're currently a playoff team, and we're looking at it through 11 weeks. And so based on everything we've seen so far this season, they're 6-4, the Steelers are. So that, they do stand above teams like Houston, Carolina, that kind of team.
Patriots get 0 points for the loss to Pittsburgh.
Yep.
They lose a point for their only bad loss, the Las Vegas Raiders week 1.
Week 1. Long time ago. But it's still on the resume, and the Raiders team, as we just saw on Monday night, is abysmal. They are 2-8. So you add it all up.
So the Patriots get 12 total points. Again, 3 for their 2 real wins.
Yep.
They have a bunch of fake wins in there as well. And then their good losses subtract a bad loss in there. Okay?
It makes sense to me.
Okay. You add it all up right now for where I have the Patriots. They get 6 points for their good wins. They get 7 points for their other wins. You subtract 1 for a bad loss. They net out at 12.
12.
The Patriots currently stand in the AFC standings. Number 2.
Okay, well, that's pretty much where they are in the real standings, too, I guess.
Denver.
Yeah.
Is number 1.
Also where they rank in the real standings.
Okay, but wait.
Maybe not enough nuance. Maybe not nuanced enough.
The Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, where are they?
3.
Oh. So this... So
hang
they
on,
are,
hang on, hear
stand,
me out.
Basically the standings.
Hear me out.
Okay, no, I'm listening.
Go to the AFC North, Keith.
AFC North, the Norris.
Pittsburgh is still winning that division. They're still the 4 seed.
Wait. Does that math make math?
All right.
I think it might be back to the drawing board.
We did trust Jones with math.
I know. It might be back to the drawing board on this.
Buffalo.
Yes. Oh, good.
They're the first wild card 11.
Currently 5th, right?
Yep, they're
in 5th. The real standings?
Mm-hmm,
what about this one?
Our standings 5th.
Oh, son of a gun.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are still a playoff team. They are the 6th seed, 11 points.
But what about in our? Oh, what about in real life?
Real life, are they 6 or 7?
Oh, boy. This could be a big swing. Let me take a look. They are 7.
Okay, so they moved up. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Chargers are 6.
7!
The only real change, Keith?
Yeah.
The Chargers are out. The Texans are in. That's really the only change in these standings. So you might say, oh, they're just the standings.
Guys, you've accomplished nothing.
Denver,
no,
New
not
England,
so fast.
Indy, yeah. Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Jacksonville, all real playoff teams, all playoff teams in the Jones and Keefe's AFC standings.
Yes.
The only difference, Houston in, the Chargers out. You go, well, what's the big deal?
What's the big deal, Jones?
Here's the big deal.
Okay.
Everybody talking about important wins,
strength of schedule.
Easy wins, strength of schedule. All. I feel like an exercise like this undercuts all of that and proves that it's mostly fruitless. Yes. Like, look at the real standings. Give them extra credit for good wins. Mm-hmm. Do the whole AFC. Rework the whole thing. Factor it all in.
Yep.
The standings are still the standings. The Patriots still net out.
The Pam Beasley meme looking at the real standings versus the Jones and Keefe standings. They're the same standings.
I mean,
these teams. So that's, I think, a good exercise, too. Denver, New England, Indy, Pittsburgh, the Chargers, and Kansas City, based on our metric, all have two real wins. So, like, the league's not great. There's not a lot of teams that you would even say are the real wins. Buffalo has three, but even that is a bit of an asterisk. So, Buffalo has three what we would call real wins.
Mm-hmm.
But Baltimore hasn't been great this year.
No. Baltimore, But if you're telling me when the Patriots beat Baltimore with Lamar Jackson in a couple of weeks, would I put that on their good win? I would.
No, I think so.
And so, and to me, that's kind of how I went with that for Buffalo.
I think that's fine. And, like, I'd put them there. But I'm just, when you look at Buffalo's 7-3, they beat Baltimore, Kansas City, and Tampa. Kansas City and Baltimore are really getting by on reputation, and I think deservedly so. It's Mahomes and Lamar. If Tom Brady was having a slow start to a season, we would still say, hey, you beat Tom Brady. That's impressive. But, like, those teams are 5-5. So by my metric, they've beaten Tampa Bay, who the Patriots also beat.
Right.
You know, like, so that's sort of where Buffalo is for everybody being like, oh, well, they're the real team.
It all kind of nets out, but they just have the same win that you also have.
And then those other teams, like Denver. Denver's beaten Philly and Kansas City. Those are really good. I think what stands out about Denver might be their losses are to real teams. They lost to the Chargers. They lost to the Colts.
I would agree.
If you want to weigh it that way.
If you want to do it on a tiebreaker, it makes sense that you'd give Denver the advantage.
Yeah.
They have two good wins, just like the Patriots, at Philly and KC. Patriots beat Buffalo, at Buffalo, and at Tampa.
Yeah.
The Patriots do have a bad loss to Vegas. Their losses are at Indianapolis and at the Chargers.
No, because I think you see it all the time, because we'll post, like, our tiers on, like, Instagram and Twitter, and, you know, we always have the Patriots last few weeks up there really high. And you get a lot of response. I think what happens is it'll be like non-Patriot fans will like get wind of it. And they'll be like, you guys have a worse schedule or the best schedule. And like, you haven't beaten anybody. That's 2025 NFL. Forget about Orlovsky talking about nickel defense and smash mouth football. It is wide open. It is parity season like they've always wanted. There's no juggernaut team. There's no obvious team to win, especially in the AFC when you have all the top team quarterbacks. Teams maybe like one step worse or two steps worse in some cases than we thought.
Here's the thing. Cam Newton and everybody else questioning the Patriots schedule. Go ahead and give teams extra points for their good wins. Subtract points for their bad losses. We did it. The Patriots are still checking out as the number two seed in the AFC.
Yeah.
And they're still right there with Denver knocking on the door. And if you want to give Denver the advantage because they haven't lost any bad teams like the Patriots lost to Vegas, well, then go ahead and do that. But their wins stack up with everybody.
Definitely.
Giving them extra credit, giving everybody extra credit, taking away for bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Bad losses, they still net out. So I would say the schedule talk mostly from that standpoint is overblown as it relates to the Patriots. The Chargers do look more suspect, and Houston does come out looking better. Like, I was surprised. Houston's had a pretty tough schedule. Their losses are the Rams, the Bucks, the Jags, Seahawks, and Denver, and three of those games were on the road.
Yeah.
And they've also beaten Baltimore, San Francisco, and Jacksonville. So I don't know. I feel like, and they have two wins over Tennessee in there as well. They do get to play the Titans twice.
But so this is another one where, like, they beat Baltimore, but not Lamar.
That's true. So if you want to knock it down, they still won against San Francisco and Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So,
but I think Houston,
they've also been without their quarterback for some of this.
Right. Yeah, they have. But Houston and Jacksonville, like, those are the type of teams that you kind of want to root for them every weekend and have them keep winning, and then that might keep both Mahomes and Lamar Jackson out of the playoffs. Like, there is a realistic scenario where Mahomes, Lamar, and Joe Burrow aren't even in the playoffs. So talk about it being wide open. Then that would be the year where, like, if Josh Allen can't make it to the Super Bowl this year, I mean, that is something. He might not have to beat any of those guys.
Well, that is the other takeaway from this. Teams like Kansas City and Baltimore even giving extra credit for quality wins, and Kansas City has them. Baltimore has one anyway. You know, giving them extra credit for who they've played saying, oh, they had a tough schedule, they're still out. I do like this text.
This is a good one.
Dennis Green is looking down from heaven screaming, the standings are what we thought they were.
He's right. The standings are what they thought they were.
Go ahead. Give us your formula, Cam Newton or anybody else.
I was gonna say,
rework the standings. We did it.
Do whatever you want.
Extra credit for wins, good wins against playoff teams, subtract for bad losses to horrible teams.
This is more confirmation for the Bill Parcells. Your record is what
honestly,
it says it is.
We wasted a lot of time. We should have just listened to Bill Parcells.
He was right. Guy's a Hall of Famer for
a reason. Texting about this last night after the show. Yeah. There were more texts late last night like, hey, I put something in the show doc. We met before the show. More texts before the show. And it turns out we should have just looked at the standings.
No, the standings are pretty accurate.
Everybody complaining about who the Patriots have beat, I think it's a fruitless exercise, quite frankly.
It really is.
Adam in Canton has a suggestion to improve. Well, simplify.
Simplify.
I'm sorry. I stole.
I think I know what he might say here.
The J&K standings. Hello, Adam.
Guys, love the exercise. What if you just take the wins of the teams you beat minus the losses of the teams you lost to?
Meaning their net wins.
That sounds
losses?
Like a lot of math, Adam. I'll be
like
honest with you.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's simplifying.
Honestly,
it.
Adam, this took me a long time. There was a lot of time and a lot of going over this with a fine tooth comb. That sounds like even more work. So
I thought what he was going to say is to simplify the Jones and Keefe standings, go to the NFL.com standings and look at those. they're already doing it for you. They got it all mapped out.
I was afraid he was going to give us like some easy math formula to save me from all the work that was done. That's what I thought he was going to do. But no, that's not the case.
No, I don't even think it's necessarily strength of victory, because I think when you see that number tossed out, you know, all right, so you get less credit for beating a 2-8 team than that team does for beating a 3-7 team.
Correct.
But in reality, same crap. So it's like, all right, what are the good teams? First, you got to identify the good teams. How many of those have you beaten? How many of those have you lost to? Like, where are your quality wins? Almost treating it like a college football top 25, like when you're voting on it. Like, all right, where are the quality wins? And I think with the Patriots, they do have a bottom schedule, right? Because they've played a bunch of scrubby teams, and the Titans' record's going to weigh that down.
No one can question that they have an easy schedule. What you can question is how much it's going to matter.
Yeah, and I think really the easiest thing, and we've been saying this really after Buffalo and then confirmed after Tampa, there would be an argument to be made if the Pats beat the Raiders and Steelers and lost to the Bills and the Bucks.
100%.
You'd be like, all right, they're 9-2, and like, well, let's take that 9-2, but like, that would be a fake 9-2. This is a legitimate 9-2.
You want me to rework it, the formula?
No. You've done enough. You've done enough.
I'll rework it, the formula.
No, the formula's fine. The formula is not broken. We'll have to circle back at the end of the season and see if it still holds up.
We've done work for half the year. It won't be that hard to keep updating it. So again, the Jones and Keefe official AFC standings. These are the Jones and Keefe standings.
That's right.
Not the real standings.
There is one noticeable change.
The Jones and Keefe standings. There was one.
Yeah, at the bottom there, the wild card. Kind of have the division winners the same.
The one seed.
Yes,
the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
The road to the Super Bowl goes through Denver in our standings. The number two seed, your New England Patriots. Coming in at number third, the Indianapolis Colts. Still the leader of the AFC North, the Pittsburgh Steelers over the Baltimore Ravens, who are out.
Mm-hmm.
Your three wild card teams, Buffalo, Jacksonville, and Houston. Really the only change in the Jones and Keefe standings is Houston is in. The Chargers are out.
Right.
The Chiefs and Ravens remain out either way.
Okay.
Good exercise, though, Keith.
Yeah, and I would say so.
I think there is a lesson in there.
Uh-huh.
All the time talking about the strength of victory, strength of schedule, bad losses, fool's gold, etc. It's all kind of pointless because the Patriots net out the same, even giving extra credit and taking away for bad losses. 617-779-7937. One question quick, because I meant to read this earlier. Our guy Matt on Twitter sent this in. Yeah. At Jones, W-E-E-I, at Keith21. Tarik Skubal, a name that's out there, one-year deal. You don't know that he's going to sign an extension with you. So I imagine this is why this is the only ask. Willier Abreu,
mm-hmm.
who pass and mention between Abreu and Duran, one's going to move this offseason. Peyton Tolley, who I seem to like more than you. You're more of a Connolly early guy than a Peyton Tolley guy.
And I love the stash and everything, but I think Connolly early has like six pitches, and he seems pretty nasty. I like both, but anyway, go ahead.
Franklin Arias, yep. Another top prospect, yep. And Marcus Phillips, who was a pick last year. He's a pitcher out of college. All of that for Tarik Skubal, yes or no?
Yes.
Seems like an easy one.
Yeah.
I wonder if that even gets it done for Joe Ryan.
I don't even, oh. Yeah, maybe not. I think it's going to be a big asking price for either one.
I think the Tigers hang up on that one. Yeah. Personally, mm-hmm. No disrespect. If that's what gets it done, though, for Tarik Skubal, hell yeah, I do that. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't even think twice. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback. We will also get to Pure Hoops with Terp at High Noon. We'll get back to the Celtics. They won last night. It's three in a row, but it didn't feel great. We also have the hashtag Dork Minute at 1145. And on the way next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.